Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 14th. You'll be interested to know. 80 years ago today, in 1945, President Harry S. Truman announced Japan's unconditional surrender, effectively ending World War II. This monumental event marked the conclusion of a global conflict that had spanned 6 years, bringing relief and hope to millions worldwide. The end of the war paved the way for reconstruction, international cooperation, and the establishment of institutions dedicated to promoting peace and security, such as the United Nations. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 75 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:52. It looks like we're in for some showers and thunderstorms today, with a chance of severe storms that could bring heavy rain. Expect mostly cloudy skies, a high near 87, and a light south wind at 6. Tonight, there's still a chance of showers and storms before 2 a.m., with a low around 70 in light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 9:30, with a high tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday with a high near 79 and a light northeast wind. Saturday will be sunny again, reaching 84, and Saturday night will be mostly clear. Sunday brings a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon, with a high near 92, and Sunday night will be partly cloudy. Monday may have a slight chance of rain before 10 in the morning, with a high near 76 and a low around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, young baseball players from Braintree are in Pennsylvania, representing New England in the Little League World Series. The Braintree American Little League team kicks off their quest for a championship title in Williamsport this afternoon, after clinching the New England title last week by defeating a team from New Hampshire. First base coach P.G. Kippenhan shared, "The vibe seems like it is off the charts," while player Cam Nauman expressed optimism about their first game. The team is also enjoying the camaraderie, with pitcher Frankie Fasoli saying, "Meeting new kids from other states and countries has been a highlight." Catch the kids play this afternoon at 3. Now on to sports. Fans seeking tickets for the 2025 Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, should pay close attention to the fine print. The tournament features 20 top junior teams from around the globe, and while attendance is advertised as free, there are important stipulations. Access to Howard J. LeMaid Stadium and Volunteer Stadium is granted on a first-come, first-served basis, but some sections require special passes. During championship weekend, only ticket holders can enjoy the final games. Fans without tickets will have to watch from a distant hill. In local sports, last night at Daikin Park in Houston, the Red Sox lost to the Astros 4-1. Hunter Brown earned his 10th victory, allowing just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Jeremy Pena and Yainer Diaz homered for Houston, with Pena opening the scoring. The Sox had 8 hits and 0 errors, but left 8 runners on base. Boston's record now stands at 66-56 after falling in Game 3 of the series. Tomorrow night, the Red Sox clash with the Marlins in Boston for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Lucas Giolito is on the mound at 8-2 with a 3.77 earned run average. First pitch at 7:10 at Fenway Park under clear skies with a comfortable temperature of 71 degrees. In top news, AT&T will pay $177 million in a class action settlement following alleged data breaches last year. In one incident on March 30, 2024, sensitive customer data, including addresses and social security numbers, was exposed on the dark web. Another breach occurred on July 12, 2024, where limited data was illegally downloaded. Customers affected by the first incident can claim up to $5,000, while those impacted by the second may receive up to $2,500. The claim deadline is November 18, 2025. In business news, Bitcoin has reached a record high, climbing to $124,000, as expectations for easier monetary policy from the Federal Reserve fueled its rise. The world's largest cryptocurrency surpassed its previous peak from July, while the second largest token, Ether, soared to $4,780, the highest since late 2021. Analyst Tony Sycamore noted that a sustained break above $125,000 could send Bitcoin to $150,000. The favorable regulatory environment, including an executive order allowing crypto assets in retirement accounts, has also contributed to this surge. Taking a look at the most recent pricing, Bitcoin is up 0.5%. to about $123,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $4,800. And XRP is up 3% to $3.33. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a world increasingly resembling the film The Matrix, an MIT computer scientist suggests we could be living in a simulation, estimating the likelihood at approximately 70%. This assessment comes from advancements in artificial intelligence and virtual reality. The author cites examples like Google Veo, which creates realistic videos with AI-generated characters, and AI companions from Grok. He argues that as technology progresses, the probability of reaching a simulation point increases, where virtual worlds become indistinguishable from reality. Ultimately, this raises the unsettling question: are we already inside a sophisticated simulation? And in entertainment news, Taylor Swift is excited to reveal her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, set to release on October 3rd. During the latest episode of New Heights, she unveiled the album cover, which showcases her floating underwater, with the title in an orange, glittery font. Co-produced with Max Martin and Shellback, the album features 12 tracks, including a collaboration with Sabrina Carpenter. Swift described the record as an exploration of her inner life during her tour, aiming for infectious melodies and vivid lyrics. This is her 12th studio album, following the Tortured Poets Department, released in 2024. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader and activist, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, reminding us that we are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.